Hey folks, got a podcast I haven't posted, but I'm out running errands, so we'll get a car cast. Right? Same drill, same car. It was funny that I started this podcast not in this car, but ready to purchase this car because I was in a borrowed car, or should I say a rental, because my other car was messing up and the mechanic I was paying had not really fixed the issue. I think he was what my father-in-law would call a parts guy, parts mechanic. He's just throwing parts at it, it seems. And it's all right, I guess, but, considering the money I paid him and then he wanted more money, I was like, oh, heck no. And he was referred, so I think he was a good mechanic for what I needed for little stuff, but when he didn't know what the problem was, I think that's what it was. I think he thought he fixed it, didn't fix it, and then he was just guessing. Now, I think he was guessed exactly my father was able to diagnose with just a couple of, questions in his little box, like you've seen in my YouTube channel, Changing Advance. He's plugging a little decoder box that tells you what's wrong with the car type stuff. I think my father didn't even do that, actually. I think he just double-checked, but he was able to figure out what chain was wrong. And he actually found some parts, I think, that the guy had not put in properly or put in the wrong size screws. So, whatever. But that car was gone within a week. So, I'm back paying for a car. And, folks, my goal, I'll be honest with you, folks, my goal is I got to figure out how to make another $50,000 extra this year. Because to make myself whole, pay off this car, and put some money in the bank that I had about 6 months ago, I need 30 to 50 grand to get where I want to be. And 10 of that's just for the car. Let's say 10 for savings. And I've, been using my credit cards again because I'm trying to transfer balances, do stuff, show that I'm using them, and just expand them. And of course, I'm a vendor right now, a contractor, you'd call it, so I'm not getting paid for this week, so I'm off this week. I have a great time, though. To be honest with you, today was supposed to take my kids on an adventure to go metal detecting, but they were acting like some darn fools, and starting yesterday, I had to give them just hard pause, because, they've been, being two young boys, they've been very, very rambunctious, but they've been out of control a little bit, and I've been trying to be very nice to them since December, I'm trying not to be the bad cop as much, but it called for it, so today we transferred that, but we did some arts and crafts in the home anyway. I'm actually out doing errands, so my big boy wanted pork chops, so I came out just to get pork chops, and salsa chips. I already bought him salsa, because he loves his chips and salsa, so, it's not a healthy snack, but it's not an unhealthy snack compared to other crap you'd want to eat. For the most part, like I said, they're great kids. They don't really cause a lot of ruckus, but every now and then I have to remind them. I think I've been a little too friendly. So I was like, time to crack the whip. So I cracked the whip without using any physical discipline. And folks, it was fun. I'm not going to lie to you. At one point yesterday, we went to the Science Museum, right? So we went to the movies one day, then to the park, then out for dinner, which is really cool because me and my wife went to a marriage conference through our church, the XO conference, and we were one of the couples that had asked their spouse 10 questions, right? We got all 10 right. Our answers matched 100%. The only couple that did that. We were there for, we've been married 17 years, folks. There were quite a lot of 17-year relationships / marriages, but it was fantastic, folks. We bonded. I believe what I paid for it also counts as a donation to the church. So it's going to be a tax write-off, which is pretty sweet. So I had me a little tax write-off to spend time. My kids were enjoying it. They were playing video games, watch movies. They had pizza. We had green donuts, other sort of snacks. But the green donuts were really cool to my kids because they were like, oh, wow. Of course, it was St. Patrick's Day this weekend, right? And there's another podcast that will come out right before this one. I've recorded it. It's unposted. I got to re-listen to it. Check it. I probably won't edit it. I'd like to just leave it raw right now because I'm still at the bottom. I'm not like Marine X or Joe Rogan or these other guys. Shout out to Marine X. I like his YouTube show / podcast. I think there's another podcast. I'm not sure, but we'll see if I can get him on one of my shows and interview him and talk about what he does business-wise. I like that he gets a lot of freebies. I like that he tells you what he likes, what he doesn't like. I like when he tells you something's crap. The other day I was watching one, he was talking about his bills. His bills alone are like 6-7 G's a month. I'm like, good Lord. I'm like, and you're still buying gear? I'm like, I don't even want to buy gear. But folks, they did plug the week link in my EDC, so saw that for a minute too. It'll all tie in. So when I buy something, I always tell my wife, can I do this? And this is why I want to do it. So I told her I wanted to get these radios. Because with the antennas I was trying to get from the program I had put in them, they're Baofeng radios. As long as I don't hit one button, basically, it's like a ham radio I'm using without getting licensed. Now, there's another license I can get for GRMS that'll cover 4 to 6 family members. I have a 4-member family, so I'll be good. I'll get that one, too. Eventually, I will get my ham radio license, but I don't need that right now. I'm also in school full-time. I'm getting A's, folks. The lowest grade I've gotten is a B. That's pretty cool for me. did that while having strep and trying to navigate going back to school and not having my laptop, so that's in the shop too. I need the laptop to program the radios and to do my homework. But I'm making it work with my iPad. I figured out how to download Windows, not Windows, Word free. I didn't really process the APA formatting right, but I still got, you know, the lowest grade I got was a B. I've got B's, A's, and A minuses. I think one A minus, all A's, and one B. And I'll take, like I said, being sick and trying to figure things out and not really having been in school full time, because I'm a full time student right now, folks. Full time parent and full time employee. And a full time, you know, small business owner. I got to put more effort in my business, but I'm just trying to get that groove right. But this week is vacation, right? So we went to the science museum. We had a lot of fun. Tomorrow we're going to a car museum. 200 plus cars. They'll have Knight Rider. They'll have the A-Team van. They'll have Fast and Furious cars. There's a lot of stuff my kids would dig. The Ghost Riders, they haven't seen. They've probably seen the commercials. That's coming back out. So they're going to, you know, they're going to be happy. And I was able to get on Groupon, folks. You can do a lot of stuff low cost, folks. Don't be shy. So I was able to go on Groupon and get the VIP package. Just take pictures inside of the cars, not just like kind of close to them. So that was really cool. I think for the package I got, I paid the equivalent of like two tickets. What I would have paid for two VIP, I paid for four. Yeah, what I paid for two VIP without the Groupon, I ended up paying for four. So you see what I'm saying? Like, let's say I would have spent like $120, I ended up spending like 60 something, I think. Like, each ticket was cheaper than the regular ticket would have been. So that worked out really, really cool. Wow, this fast-paced car, my kids would love that. It's a brand new Subaru, it's red, it's got these green stripes that are really cool. It's nothing here or there. But another thing, folks, the science museum where I work, they had this thing on the thing on the counter that you can go in to the science museum if you have a WIC or a food stamp card, and it'll be just discounted down to $3 per family member up to three family members. I mean, up to six family members. I have a family of four. So for $12, and we parked outside, so we didn't have to pay for the parking, and it was almost as close as parking right next to the elevator, very little distance, and walking is good for you anyway. So we had a grand old time at the science museum. My kids got to learn stuff. Got to dig up some dinosaur bones, do some science experiments. It was great. Like I said, I'm still doing homework. Still trying to get all my business stuff right while I'm doing it. Still trying to be a good husband. Like I said, it's the marriage conference, which is cool. They fed my kids. My kids loved it. So Saturday, we went to a barbecue. Having a block party at my church, the neighborhood. So that'll be fun. My kids can spend more time with, you know, God-connected stuff as well as me and my wife can. I want to be more of the foundation. Like I said, I drag them to church every week. And actually, they're excited to go. And it's funny, it's my little guy. He likes to help them clean up. And like he's such a great helper. I'm like, he helps with other kids. He helps them clean up. And I went to get him the other day. And he was like, oh, time to go. And he grabbed his chair and stacked it up the rest. And I was like, this kid's awesome. Mind you, he won't do it for me at home, though. Which means I'm probably not getting the message across right. So I got to figure that out. So my goal, folks, with all accountability, I've lost some weight. I'm not going to do my plasma for a while because they stuck me and bruised me again. The other arm, they couldn't get it right. So I got paid for that day, so I don't really care. I'm going to take a week or two off probably from it again because they did bruise me. If I go in, they're going to want to put me in front of the doctor guy and blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. You know what? I'm just going to stop and switch to another center probably. And I'm going to focus on making money a different way. Because rather than going there, even though it's $25 an hour, it works out to me for me because of my weight, because they pay you based on your weight. You know, I guess the volume of what they're going to get for whatever, blah, blah, blah. You never use bottles. Each bottle looks the same full, but what do I know? I'll make it work, folks. I'm not worried about it. There's another reason I'm not worried. I was able to get a new mattress. I got a Nectar mattress. My wife doesn't like it. I'm coming around to it. They say give you 30 days. They give a 365-day warranty. I was able to get a coupon for 40% off. They probably give everyone a coupon, but still, instead of paying $1,100 for a mattress, I spent $6-something. The mattress had what you call carpet beetles on it. They're really not a big deal. What I figure is they came from the warehouse. They weren't in a lot of them. It was like one or two. They were in the box, basically, it seems. There anywhere there's lots of fabric stored. What's my mattress? It's a foam mattress covered in fabric and a fabric personal case on it. Got that one. They didn't like that. They said, we'll send you another one. Don't worry about it. Throw out the old one. Cool. Second one had the same problem. Less this time, though. There was never a lot of them, folks, but... Okay, I was like, hey, these are not bugs that will inhabit your home, go crazy. They are not bugs that will damage your house. They don't eat a bunch of stuff. They don't cause a lot of, you know, they're not like bed bugs or moss eat your clothes and stuff like that. So it's nothing to really worry about when it comes down to that part. So I was like, okay, cool. Not a big deal. Not a big deal. I got this covered. I'll make it work. So it's all dandy, right? It's all good in the hood, right? So I ended up getting a third one. This one had maybe two bugs on it. And they weren't like infested in the mash. They were like on the top of it, like after I took the plastic off. So I think they were just there for whenever it got wrapped up. There are no holes in the mattress, nothing you see. So I did my research, did all my stuff. Like, you know what? Vinegar and water takes care of them. sprayed down the third one. Cole, I said, hey, look, this is the third one you sent me. Here's more pictures. I have more pictures. Here's more videos. Every time they want pictures of the tags and stuff and that. So now, I said, I don't want a fourth mattress. I've already got two mattresses in my house plus my old one. So I hate these. I'm going to keep my old one for a while. Folks, there's no bugs on the mattress. They're gone. Like I said, they were just, I guess they were in the box. You know, you buy something and sometimes you ever get a six-pack of soda or a beer, let's say. Sometimes there's dirt in the cans and they're just stored in a warehouse for forever until it's time to pull them forward. Yeah, it's exactly what happens. Still sprayed down my mattress, kept my last one, got a $50 coupon off of that. And I'm paying for it through a firm. And if I don't pay it off faster, they will charge me a lot more. So I did use credit to kind of give myself some breathing room. But it's not that big a deal, folks. I'm making everything work. And if I hate this mattress, they're going to have to give me my money back. I have a 365D, but they also have to wait 30 days. It's been about a week and a half. I'm coming around to my wife's still iffy about it. She rotated and didn't tell me. This means when my side felt a little hard last night, because I weighed double what she weighs. Actually, more than double. Well, yeah, double what she weighs. Whatever. But folks, I still say that there's deals to be had. You need quality rest. You need quality sleep. I had strep, folks. Take care of yourself. You know, don't shy away from going to the doctor. I hate the doctor. I went to urgent care or care spot, I think it was called, whatever. Put that on the credit card too. You know why? This is why I'm going to say put everything on your credit card. If anything happens, your ID is stolen, you have better protection on your credit card. You protect your bank account by not using it. Pay just the credit card. Use your credit card to pay for everything. Pay back the credit card at the end of the month. Make one payment. Okay, I put $800 on, $8 on the check, and boom. Now, you can drag and let the interest build up if you're not careful. If it's 30%, it's going to hit you a lot harder. If it's like 10% or 5% or 2% because you got really good credit, it's not as big a deal. Now, some credit gurus are going to tell you, you know, you want to keep a little balance. Show them some love. No, folks. I don't know about all that. I was a big fan of that before. Right now, I'm trying to pay everything off again. I paid off my credit cards about a year ago. And I managed to rack them up. Like I said, folks, I didn't work. I did bring in money, but it wasn't the same. And I wasn't as tight with my money as I should have been. Like I said, I've been trying to, the last year, especially these last 3 months on top of that, last 15 months, I've been trying to change my life. And it's finally happening. And I played with my credit. And you know, worst comes to worst, folks. I filed bankruptcy. I can still get a house. That's not going to happen, but I could. I'm not even worried about it. I'm not. My credit score actually went up recently, folks. Recently. Like another 20-something points on top of the last 20 after they tried to lower 30. So I was like, okay, so actually I'm up like 70 points over the 30 they took. So I guess I'm up for a net 40. Actually, no, I'm probably up more than that, actually. I'd have to look again, but I know it went up because it was like, your credit went up again. I'm like, yeah, I know it did. Because I used the credit card and then I paid off. And I transferred a bunch of balances to one card. So that one card is a high balance, but I don't have a bunch of cards. And it's still the same amount of credit because I put 2,000 from four cards onto one card. That card now has 66% usage, but the other three cards, let's say, other four cards, let's say, have zero balance. And it's still the same $2,000. I just shifted it over, but I pay no interest for 12 months. So while I wait for my 50 grand I'm going to try to make on top of my regular money, I know I'm going to do it, folks. I don't know how yet. I don't know how, but here's why I was talking about the mattresses. I'm going to sell the other mattresses. My coworker, shout out to Tracy, she was telling me, sell your used mattress. She was like, people will buy your used clothes. They'll buy anything. I was like, you know, she's not wrong. And I realized I had a pair of Jordans I didn't flip from back when COVID started. Actually, right before COVID. I'll flip those too. My wife's got unworn sneakers. We're going to flip that. Everything in our house, folks, that we can flip, we're going to flip. We had a bunch of baby stuff that our family didn't want. People who are pregnant. We're going to chuck it. No. If that's worth $200, we're going to put it up for $80. Actually, we'll put it up for $100-something. Let them talk us down to $80. Boom. But folks, I have enough stuff to flip that I can make back the money that I'm not going to get paid for this week. And also, I was out 2 days, plus last week was only a 4-day week. So it's 8 days, almost 2 weeks of pay I'm not going to get, folks. And initially, I worry about it. And then I'm like, no, first of all, I'm going to trust my God because I got this far. You know, my wife had no job, then I had a job. Boom, it worked out perfectly. You know, I wanted to quit mine. She had one. She wanted to quit. You know, whatever happens, blah, 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 this, that, and the other. Job. Boom. Making almost as much as I was before as a manager, but not being a manager. I don't have the same perks, of course. I missed the bonuses. The bonuses were cool, but I'm back in school. I'm working full-time, folks. Taking care of my kids, spending more time with my wife, investing in my marriage, investing in my kids. So this will be our Thursday accountability. I think I did it most Thursdays, but I haven't been in the gym since my shoulder's been hurting, but I think it was the old mattress I was, the way I was sleeping on it, because it's not really feeling bad now. And funny, folks, when I do light dumbbell flies with like a really small dumbbell or just like a 5-pound plate or 10-pound, it actually, the pain goes away even more. So it seems a matter of stretching and mobility and how I use it as opposed to being in bad shape. So I say that, folks, say that everything you do, you should think about it. Are you pushing too much weight? Are you spending too much money? Are you using your credit too much? Using your credit too little? Using your credit too little, folks, they'll close your account. Excuse me. I had one of my cards say, hey, you haven't used your card. If you don't use it soon, we're going to close it. I'm like, what? Let's go get some gasoline real quick. I'll go spend $10 on that card right quick. Pay it about off. Done. Did it yet? Actually, I paid it off earlier today. I did it. As soon as I pulled in, I got the account ready to red light. Light turned green. The next red light. Boom. Here you go. Submit. Done. And I got to check because next month there might be some interest, but almost all my credit cards are with the same two or three companies. So I have a lot of Capital One, a lot of Barclays, and a lot of Credit One. And I have Fingerhut. And for users trying to build Fingerhut, use Fingerhut, Milestone, Indigo, and Gettington. Fingerhut and Gettington are magazines. But you can get 3 to 4 G's with credit, folks, easily. And you're going to have to buy some occasionally, but, you know, buy the cheapest thing they sell. It's going to be overpriced, but if they're selling you two socks for $10 and they give you $3,000 in revolving credit that reports on your all your credit reports, it's worth it. You know, you got to do what you got to do to get the big boy, folks. You know, I really want just one card that's got $25,000 limit. Just one big boy. I haven't gotten there yet. We're going to get there, though. My balances are shrinking. My credit overall is increasing, so I know it's going to come. Like I said, folks, I've been playing with the credit a lot, playing with it. So like I said, I increased my overall credit quite a bit, which gives me room to breathe and maneuver things. Now, is this the best way to do things? No, folks. By no means should you be using your credit to do things all the time. But if you don't want to work two jobs and you want to build your credit, there's a bunch of flexes you can do, folks. And your business, folks, if you can't get a traditional loan, it's a lot easier than a lot of business credit cards. Let me give you some free game there, too. If you got a business account and you have it linked up on NAV, get the NAV Prime and the NAV credit card. I think right now, depending for who you are, it's $60 a month. They have it down to like $38 a month. Now, I'm probably not going to sign up yet because I need to redo my LLC and I need to get a trust, but it's doable, folks. I think I commented on this before, too. I was in a workshop and I was the only man of 15 total people from Orange County Employment that went to an estate and trust for busy people. Basically, it was a lawyer for the city, I guess, who was planning for the city and helping people with their benefits and stuff. And an estate planning lawyer has her own company and whatnot. I was the only male there. I'm like, I've been thinking about a trust, but I don't have stuff estate planning. You know, I have my prepaid legal currently, which is a good thing to have, folks, while you're trying to make moves. You can cancel any time and go back in. So I'm probably gonna, I gotta do my will and stuff through them. I know I can get it for free. I think for myself and then my wife have to pay for it, whatever. They never sent me the kit, but I know they do it. I just be like, hey, you never sent it. Please resend it. Thank you. Bye. Actually, I might have a kit in my closet. That's not the point. Point, folks, you can get a lot done. Let me round it off and close by this. So, like I said, folks, I'm investing in my credit, my schooling. I closed the gaps, my preps, by having radios now. Bought two of them. I was pretty cool. Shout out to Aftermath.gear. Because the radios I got came with better batteries, better antennas, and he found me the deal real quick. And he's going to help me get some cables I need for programming and some other stuff and, you know, teach me the basics, but he's in the middle of moving. So, it's pretty cool because you can meet total strangers on the internet. It'll be some of your closest friends as far as when it comes to your goals and stuff. You know, we try to boost each other up a lot. So, it's pretty cool. Shout out to Aftermath Gear. I bought his gear. I reviewed his gear. You can see the kit. I bought the fist in your fifth pocket in your jean on Change in Advance YouTube channel. It's there, folks. It's an awesome little kit. It's got some picks, some tensioning rods, a light stick, some cordage. Why am I telling you? Just go peep it. It has an expanded kit now, which is pretty cool. I'm going to see if they have a way to just buy the difference from him. But not yet, because I'm not buying any more gear. Go back and hear my All That Gear and No Game podcast from about a year ago. I don't want to spend a lot of money for it. Like I said, I've just been plugging the holes. I did get some food because I got a ridiculous deal. I think I talked about it in the last podcast. I did get two those growler cups or whatever they call them, tumbler cups. I got 2 1-gallon ones. They each hold a gallon. And folks, like I said, I've had a lot of water. The water going out here, the water going out there. It's happened a couple times this year in my complex for various reasons. So having ways to store water, keep water cool, different temperatures, hot, is useful. One more tip, folks. If you need to heat some water in your house and you don't have power, get 4 of those little tea light candles, right? Those small ones. Put them in a baking tray. You make muffins and 4 of them next to each other. Put the pot in the middle after you light them. You can heat your water. So, folks, this was just the Accountability Thursday and a bunch of just what's going on in my life. I'm making it, folks. But one last thing, don't lie to yourself. But even more, don't be hard on yourself. I'm very hard on myself sometimes. And I start to feel it. I'm like, man, why are you such bad? I'm like, I'm not bad. I'm getting better. But I'm accountable to myself, right? I'm accountable to y'all. Tony at Change in Advance, changeinadvance.com. I gotta get one last thing, and then it's time to cook some pork chops for my kids. Peace.